This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Efforts to revitalize the dairy industry. Joining us on Dairy Radio Now, Joe Ahrens, retired farmer from Michigan, member of the National Dairy Producers Organization. And Joe, we've been hearing a little more about the Dairy Revitalization Plan. You recently attended a meeting on the subject.
Yeah, I did attend a meeting, and this is the kind of thing that NDPO does, that we do for our members. I attended a revitalization meeting up here in St. John's a couple of weeks ago. Basically, this sounds like a pretty good program. And what it amounts to, as I understand it, it is a managed growth system. Farmers are allowed to expand 1.5% or thereabouts per year. In other words, if you have 100 cows, you can add 1.5 more per year. But the best way to explain this to members is, if you want to go from 100 cows to 120 cows, what you would do is pay $40,000. I'm guessing this number now. I'm just taking that out of the air. Okay? You'd be paying $40,000 fee for the right to expand. You would be staying at a lower price for that year that you do the expansion. And that money would go into a pool, and all the farmers that would be expanding, say there was, let's make it $1 million in that fund, at the end of the year, that money would be divided by the farmers that didn't expand, and they would get that as a premium. So what's happening there is you're allowed to expand, but you got to pay for it. And the beauty of it is it's a tiered pricing system. So if you would go from 5,000 cows, say, for example, to 6,000 cows, you may have to pay $1 million into this fund. Okay, so when you go to your banker, you have to tell them, this is costing me $1 million for what they call an access fee. Then I need whatever millions you need to put up your facilities to add 1,000 cows. But this only happens for 1 year. So you see what this does. The bigger producers have a lower cost of production. So the way it is now, it's wise business for them to expand. But in so doing, they're just knocking the smaller farmers right out of business. So when you do this, you got the $1 million going up 1,000 cows. They have to pay the $1 million in, and that then gets divided, goes back to all the producers that did not expand. So you see what it does. It makes it harder for the bigger farms to expand, more expensive, and it helps out the smaller farms. And it also sets a program whereby if you just are milking 1,000 cows and you just want to stay there and your family is going to be the last to run it, you can make a fairly good living, a profitable living, and not have to worry about going through what we went through the past 4 years. So to me, it sounds like a good program. Again, this is pretty crude, and it's not finalized, but we had Dr. Stevenson and Nicholson who actually put this program together, and they've got all the algorithms and so forth in the program. And the lending institutions would have that. So if you want to go from 5,000 to 6,000 cows, they can run it through their program and pretty much forecast what how you'd come out with the expansion. So it's got a lot of traction, seems like. Farm Bureau is even supporting it. It's not really a supply control. It's kind of a version of that, but it's a lot more fair. And it allows for expansion. It allows for current existing farmers to continue at a profitable level. You know, it takes away the horrible losses that we've had over the last 4 years and the effect that it has on the rural communities.
Thank you, Joe, for that recap. Joe Ahrens, retired dairy farmer from Michigan and a member of the National Dairy Producers Organization, and this Producer Spotlight brought to you by NDPO. If you'd like to find out more information about their organization, go to nationaldairyproducersorganization.com. And for more on the Dairy Revitalization Plan, head to dairytogether.com.
John Piatti is president of the American Farmland Trust, just out with a new study called Farms Under Threat 2040. The threat is the alarming loss of farmland through the conversion of it to development. In fact, if this kind of conversion keeps up at this same pace,
another 18.4 million acres will be lost by 2040. Nearly half of the conversion will occur on the nation's most productive, versatile, and resilient farmland.
One trend that may be hastening that loss is the rapid appearance of solar panels on farmland, reducing or eliminating food production from that land. And I'm Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Coming up tomorrow, it's our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.